Congressman Ron Kind of La Crosse introduced the Upper Mississippi River Basin Protection Act to the House last fall. The measure passed this spring and moves forward to be voted on in the Senate. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota says it would help researchers track when, where, and how much soil erosion or farm runoff is making its way into the river.
The bill directs the U.S. Geological Survey to utilize a long-term, basin-wide, coordinated network of monitoring stations involving state and private land managers. Additionally, the bill calls for the establishment of a computer modeling program utilizing geographic information system technology.
Congressman Kind says such river monitoring would be funded at roughly $6 million a year, which he says is a fraction of the cost to maintain it now.
People don't realize we're spending close to $100 million a year just in dredging costs alone to maintain navigable shipping lanes in the upper Mississippi region. And that, of course, is the sediment flowing into the river. So there are hidden costs to not doing this, not doing a better job of intercepting nutrients and sediments before they have a chance to enter the river system.
Mike Jossen is with USGS in La Crosse.
We would be cooperating with the states and with the water centers that are located in every state to look at what is already in place. Some of them already are doing at least some measurements of nutrient sediment, how we expand on that.
The bill has been referred to a Senate committee. Kind and Klobuchar say they're hopeful the measure will pass yet this year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.